Time now, the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutieri, head coach of the Beavers. How was the break, Tom?
It's a great break, Schultz. He's probably too long, but I think, you know, you enjoy, obviously, again, the length of it. It was good family time. It's always nice to get away, but again, you're a little nervous not having to play for 28 days, and, you know, that's just the way the schedule shook out, so I'll probably tell you more this weekend.
Logistically, what happened? How soon after the Northern Michigan game did guys leave, and when did you bring them back?
Well, that was finals week, so basically the Saturday night game, we had finals until Wednesday or Thursday the following week, so whenever they were done with their finals, they had the green light to go home, and we brought them back. Our first practice was January 1, so it was a long time off. I mean, it's a catch-22. Yeah, you could bring them back earlier, but how many practices do you want to have before you play two? And they're unproductive as well. So they had a good break, and they had a long break, and I think we've had some pretty good practices. Hey, were we in great shape when we came back? Some guys were, but overall, when you're off the ice, you know, 16, 17 days, and a lot of guys don't bring their skates home because they can't. It's a little bit of a concerning to the coach, but I just don't know any other way to do it.
With as many practices, though, as you've had, safe to say that the first few were maybe a grind for those guys. But after that, legs come back and the lungs come back pretty quick, don't they?
They did, Schultzy. A couple guys, obviously, again, I was concerned about. But overall, you're exactly right. After a couple of days, kind of like the rust wore off and our practices were a lot better.
What in the first half about your team did you like the most?
Well, I just liked how we got after it. I thought our compete level was high. I thought we played with great pace. I thought we were hard to play against. I thought we made a lot of plays. I thought we had good puck possession. I liked the tempo we played with.
I know that you are big on special teams. It's one of the areas where you feel that games can be won and lost. Safe to say that consistency on the power play and the penalty kill is maybe your biggest concern?
Absolutely. And, again, I think that was the issue. I mean, you know, if we have two more power play goals, two less, obviously, again, penalty kill goals against. That's four goals. That's a four-goal differential. Could easily be three wins. I mean, that's a fine line between winning and losing. And, you know, when you lose a lot of one-goal games, that's the difference sometimes. And, you know, you especially look at that Tech weekend. And, you know, where obviously the power play goals not only hurt us, we only got one power play goal ourselves, and I think they had three. So, it is. It's a difference between winning and losing those special teams. And, again, we weren't as good as we wanted to be the first half.
Hockey is such a unique sport where there wasn't a whole heck of a lot that changed from a seven-game losing skid to a five-game unbeaten, was there?
No, there really wasn't. And, you know, Mike Corbett said that at Beaver Pride today. And you just got to stick with it. And you got to be doing the right thing, and you got to play the right way. And if you continue to play the right way, it's amazing. I think eventually good things are going to happen for you, and you know, you're going to get some puck luck, and some things are going to go your way. And you know what? We played pretty darn good over that seven-game skid that we had, and you and I have talked about that many times, and there's not many things we could change. I mean, I don't know how much better we could have played. Yeah, again, maybe our special teams here and there, obviously, but overall, over the course of 60 minutes, we played good hockey.
More Tom Cerutieri when we return. Medusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa pregame show. Brian Schultz with Tom Cerutieri. Alabama Huntsville Chargers come to town. We had Travis Winter on Sports in the Round on Wednesday, kind of reliving the glory days of the Frozen 4 year and the CHA. And it seems so long ago. So much has happened in the program since then. But when you're playing everybody in the CHA six times, you all knew each other so well. They were just downright wars night in and night out, weren't they?
They were wars, Schultz. And I think we all look back at the good times. We always say the good times. I think that's natural. Anybody, you know, you always look back and, you know, a certain part of your life, and you always go back to that, and you just sit there and laugh, and you chuckle, and, you know, and it was good times. It was good times. You're right. The games were wars. There was animosity amongst the teams, even sometimes amongst the coaches, but there was also a special, unique bond between the players and the coaches too. So it kind of went both ways right there. And it's amazing, all the coaches in the CHA, we still talk about those days all the time, and we kind of relive those old memories. And I think that kind of, you know what, keeps things pure. You know what, as far as a hockey coach and a hockey person, you know, for that matter. But those were some good days for everybody, and even the fans, even you and I, we talk about those old days. And oh, there were some hilarious times and some crazy times. And I'm glad we went through those times.
Asked Corey Ward earlier this week who he thought his biggest rival was, and he goes, you know, I think it changes yearly depending on who we lost to, who we maybe got swept by a year ago. has something been lost with the situation that Huntsville had to go through and now finally being back in the league together?
I think so. Probably it has been lost, because when you stop playing, and it's not like it's a state, you know, a state competitor. I mean, a state competitor can pick up with a state competitor, just because, again, it's just you know what's going on, just you know, from the press standpoint in your own state. But I think obviously some of the rivalry's been lost from our standpoint. I mean, we didn't play them for a few years. We were in a different league. Now we're in the same league, but you know, Mankato's kind of that team in our league, and I think it should be. And you know, and I don't know. I can't sit there and say, hey, is there this one rival that you sit there and talk about and you hate? Probably not, but I think there's a lot of mutual respect with all the teams. But there's no question, the rivalry between Huntsville and Bemidji, it's not where it once was. But, hey, can it come back? Hopefully it can. I don't talk a lot about it. I never have. I don't talk about teams. I don't think you should as a coach, quite honestly. I think the guys know. They know, obviously, again, what's at stake a lot. And if you have a big rival, a rivalry with a team, they know that as well. So I don't bring that up. Maybe I should, but I don't want to do that because, again, to me, the games this weekend aren't any more important than the games next weekend against Lake Superior State or Bowling Green 3 weeks from now. And I think that, as a coach, that's, you want to be on an even keel like that.
What have you noticed about their product on the ice this year compared to last?
Well, again, they're more experienced, Schultze. The goalies, I mean, you know, Guerrero's obviously an outstanding goaltender. They're more experienced than last year. They're a year older. You know, Mike Corbett and his staff have been there 2 years right now. So, again, they kind of, you know, they kind of have their stamp on the program right now. You know, they're very good. They were good defensively last year, but they're at a different level of defense right now. And they're scoring goals. They've already doubled their goal output from last year already. So, they're just, again, year older. You know what? They're comfortable in the system that they play. And like Mike said today at Beaver Pride, you know, they have pretty much, a full stable of Division I hockey players right now.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.